When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm bringing you a fascinating journey into the mind of the one and only Joker. How you doing, Joker?
Doing good, and you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain. First time out in L.A. in a while?
I was here last month for Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. So how's life going these days? Talk to me.
It's going all right. Going slow.
Slow.
Yeah, it's been chilling.
Okay, for sure. So, okay, tell us a little bit about your upbringing out there in Florida.
Upbringing, my mom's Peruvian, my dad's Irish, and I was born in New York, and we moved there when I was a year old.
You moved to Florida when you were a year old?
Yes.
And what was life like growing up out in Florida?
A lot of people call me like gringo because I look white, so a lot of people didn't think I was Hispanic and stuff till like they met my mom and my brother and my sisters because they could speak Spanish fluently. I can't.
Interesting. Okay, so did you fit in? Were there white kids around or?
Nah, mostly all my friends were Hispanic from like different parts of the country.
Really? Okay. So did you grow up in a rough area or was it a decent
set of
town?
I grew up in a middle class neighborhood.
Okay. So were you getting in trouble at a young age or anything like that?
Not really. More as a dog.
Okay.
With the law type stuff.
Interesting. So, yeah, because I feel like a lot of people, they see the way you present yourself and everything, and they seem like they think that there must have been some kind of, like, childhood trauma going on.
Nah. I came from a good family. I just chose wrong on my own, hanging out with the wrong crowd, you know. Miami's a different culture. Different world.
Right. So what kind of kid were you throughout high school?
I didn't go to high school. I dropped out in the middle of eighth grade.
Okay. Why'd you drop out?
I was just hanging out on the streets with my friends and stuff like that, smoking pot, drinking. I didn't like school, to be honest.
Just didn't work for you? You're always into partying?
Yeah.
Who got you into partying?
My best friend in Miami. He was from Honduras.
And would you start off with alcohol?
I started off with weed, then I started doing coke at 14 years old, a little Havana.
You got an addictive personality?
Yeah.
So you started and then just started going crazy?
Yeah, type stuff, yeah.
Got it. Okay, so what you didn't make it to high school, but like what were you doing all throughout your teens and like early 20s and stuff before you? Like I'm trying to kind of flesh out the whole like pre-Joker era of your life.
Doing a lot of Xanax, smoking a lot of weed, drinking a lot, doing a lot of coke, just partying at the house, partying at house parties, just doing a lot of Miami stuff, tagging up, doing a lot of graffiti, robbing, like doing a lot of delinquent stuff.
Were you getting arrested?
Not as a teenager. Only once for pot.
Okay. And so you started tattooing your face because your girl got an abortion?
It started with the teardrop of the cross. My best friend got murdered in 2014 in Orlando, Florida.
Oh,
my
right.
Deal got bad.
He got shot 20 times?
Yeah. So it started with the teardrop of the cross.
Who was that guy? Like, how close of friends were you?
It was my best friend for like 10 years.
And it was just a drug deal gone wrong?
Yeah. Case done, so.
Damn. So that made you change as a person?
That put me in a dark depression. Then I met my ex-fiancée after it happened. She attacked me with a machete. She had abortion behind my back. I got kicked out of my house. So that's when I started doing the whole Joker persona.
Why'd she attack you with a machete?
Because I went through her phone, found out she was cheating on me when I was out working as a sign holder.
Oh, yeah, because you were one of those guys spinning the sign around, huh?
Yeah, from Massage Envy.
How was that? I always wondered what that would be like.
That was the only job I was able to get, and it was helping pay the bills, you know, help pay the lawyer, commissary for my girl and stuff. Plus, I was selling drugs on the side.
So you're out there holding the sign, and I'm assuming you're just sweating your ass off in the hot Florida sun?
Because they made me wear, like, that party onesie, like, Barney suit thing. Like, can't even see nothing out of the eyes or nothing. So, yeah.
People ever throw shit at you?
Nah, hell no. Nah. People like looked at me weird, but then I took my mask off and showed them my tattoos on it, like, you know?
Wow, okay. So, but you were paying for her lawyer even after she attacked you?
Yeah, I still had to pay for some of her lawyer, yeah. And her bond.
Did you call the cops on her?
No. She ain't get in trouble for that. I ain't call the cops on that. The cops came to the hospital. I just told them I got attacked by the train tracks because I lived right by a gas station by the train tracks. So I said I just got mugged by a group of people.
Okay. And so that, like, when did the abortion thing come about? How did she tell you about that in relationship to the fight and whatnot?
I have it, like, towards the end of the relationship. She found out she was praying and she had abortion behind my back and stuff.
And you're really opposed to abortion?
Yeah, I really want, you know, I really loved her. I wanted a kid with her. She was calling me Puerto Rican.
Right. And so she doesn't have the kid. And so what did that do to you mentally, finding out that she got rid of it?
It made me become a real bad alcoholic for, like, I just got off of drinking like a year ago type shit because it put me in a bad, bad place, you know?
Right. And so you just started getting your face tattooed after that. What was it? Like, what were you trying to accomplish with the tattoo?
I was trying to forget how I looked like when I was with her. You know, I wanted to forget, like, completely. So then I watched I got into the Joker character, the killing the Joker. Like, I related to his character. He lost his family, lost everything. One bad day can make the most sane man lose his mind. So I lost my mind. Took this whole Joker character, really took it serious. I was ready to die, really, like, I was ready to crash out in 2017 to, like, 2019, 20, you know?
Right. But, I mean, the Joker, when I think about the Joker, he's someone who, yeah, he went through this childhood trauma, and he lost his family and everything, but then ultimately he took that anger and used it to basically, like, terrorize shitloads of innocent people. And he's almost like a terrorist, like, you know, he's, like, waging war against all these citizens.
I'm a different one. I want to, like, I gravitate more to people like with addiction, went through stuff like I went through, and I try to, like, help them get through depression, like suicide and all that stuff, you know, because I've been there, done that.
Yeah, because the unrealistic part about the Joker is the idea that he could get away with all this shit for so long without getting arrested or murdered.
Yeah.
You ever want to, like, rob a bank just to see how the Joker feels?
Sometimes I think about it, yeah.
Interesting. Was it a gradual thing? Because I seen you getting this thing, like the border that you got recently, but like
that's from like the Joker 52. That's like I cut someone else's face off and put it on my face. Like I had a whole plan. Even when I got my first smile, people were saying, oh, you're ripping off stitches. So right after that, I had to black my eyes out. And then this, everything came together with my tattoo artist, Tattoo Bam Bam. We completed the whole look within a year and a half.
Were you ripping off stitches?
No. My smile was actually from a Joker painting that I saw from Instagram.
It's crazy that there's multiple people from Florida that had the same crazy idea to get, you know, these things tattooed under their face.
I was fully face tattooed in the whole clout era in 2017. That's when I was first popping, when Lil Pump was popping, X30 song, like Lil Pump was touching the mill, 6ix9ine just touched the mill. I just touched 110,000 at the time.
Right.
So like my name was really popping in 2017.
Stitches was popping in like 2013, if I had to guess. Yeah.
He's from the same area I'm from in Miami. We're from Kendall.
You ever run into him?
Never ran into him. I ran into Straight Cash before at South Beach.
Okay.
Homeboy.
Do you feel like with Stitches, like if you saw him, would it be bad blood? Or like have you said bad things about him publicly?
Nah, I mean, when I first blew up, I said I was a king of Miami. He FaceTimed me before, but like we never had bad blood with each other publicly at all, no.
Okay. Interesting. Were you ever a big fan of his music though?
Yeah.
I'll put that brick in your face. That was a great era.
Yeah, it was. But I was like 2011, 12 ish, right? 13.
That's yeah, like something that. Like that. And then my boy Whack 100, bow, yeah, knocked his ass out. That's when we all found out about Whack. I hate that it had to be stitches. But
he ain't my homie. I know someone that knows, and that's it.
Right, definitely. Okay, so you do. How long did you have the face tattoos before you started to get noticed and go viral online?
I mean, I was going viral even then, but I started getting my mugshot made World Star Hip Hop, but they ain't tagged me, so that's why I got World Star Hip Hop. And then the first video they tagged me on was me listening to Chris Brown's song, jamming to Chris Brown's song in the van. And then T.I. even commented on the video, say, oh, this is the real life Joker, jamming to Chris Brown, wearing a seatbelt, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, like 3 million views, 17,000 comments. Like, that's the second time they posted me and they actually tagged me. And then my Instagram blew up. And then Boot Gang started saying he's a black Joker and all this and that. And then I responded to one video here, and then the internet just blew up. That's when World started posting me, tagged me, and then that's how I like.
So during the whole Boot Gang arc, that was what kind of really got people to start following you and everything like that?
Yeah, because we were locked up in the same jail in Miami. Not in the same cell, but we're in the same process.
So you were seeing each other or no?
I didn't see him, but he had to see me because we... He mentioned it in the video, we're locked up in the same county, and I did two and two together. He got locked, I guess it was the time that he robbed Dunkin' Donuts. I got locked up for the gun charge. So he had to see me in the same process floor, same holding floor. And I already had my full face test, so I felt like he was trying to rob my Joker swag, my Joker identity.
But so you were already on WorldStar before you got arrested and had the mugshot go viral?
No.
Oh, the mugshot started it all.
It started, like, people started seeing me on, like, big platforms and news covering me, but my Instagram didn't get tagged. I was still at 3,000 followers.
Okay, but then the mugshot really took it to another level. Or the mugshot got the ball rolling, but then WorldStar posted it to another level.
Got it started.
So what is your relationship with Boonk, or John Gabbana, as he wants to be known now? Fuck Boonk Gang.
I don't like him.
What is it that you don't like about him?
He ran his mouth too much about me.
Mm.
And at the time, I was fighting the case, so I couldn't really travel or do nothing, you know?
What would you have done?
I'll beat his ass.
I did a lot of interviews with Boonk, and I saw a lot of different versions of him. I kind of saw, like, the normal, naive, like, timid, early-on version of him. And then I saw the super drugged-up version that smacked his head on the wall.
Yeah, I seen that interview.
During the interview, pretty epic moment, regardless of whether I wanted that to come out or not. It was during a live stream, so I didn't really have much choice. But then, like, a couple years ago, I went out to Florida and saw him do a boxing match against Supreme Patty.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him during that, he was just talking about Jesus nonstop. Like, the only thing that he wanted to talk about was Jesus. So I guess he turned his life around to some extent. I'm personally not religious, so it didn't really do a whole lot for me. But, I mean, that's his whole thing now. And he was dating Wo Vicky at a certain point. That was kind of like another arc.
I would love to have a fight with him in a boxing match, because I used to do boxing in Miami before this whole Joker persona thing.
Right. You think you got a chance against him? You think you'd fuck him up?
3 months of training, I'll knock his ass out.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw him kind of wipe the floor with Supreme Patty.
And I'll fight Supreme, too, because Supreme Patty knows about me. Yeah. All the big people know about me. I've just been blackballed in this industry for, you know, a while.
Why you feel blackballed?
Because I helped a lot of people in this industry, like the Island Boys. I discovered their first manager, Big Back Chico, that kidnapped Red. That was my...
Chico, the guy who kidnapped Red, yes.
Yeah, he's from Miami. I know him.
Big Blood, Sex, Money, Murder.
I don't know about that.
That's what he was saying in all those videos and stuff. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's what he was saying, because he's the one who turned the Island Boys into Bloods.
Yeah.
Damn, how'd you know him?
My friend knew him, and then I met him on Instagram, built a relationship with him, and then he told me, he's like, I want to manage you and the Island Boys. So then I was friends with, you know, Fly and Red on Instagram, because I'm the one that found them on IG, schooled them to this whole live thing, doing promos. Like, once you have a certain amount of followers, you start charging for live promos, story promos, page promos. So, you know, it's all over Instagram. I mean, YouTube. I beef with them heavy, like.
Yeah.
So then I told him, yo, this guy want to work out with you. the next day they blacked me all the deal, and they go fly to North Carolina to go work with Buddy.
Really? So they kind of cut you out of it? Yes. They didn't want you to be part of it?
Yes.
Do you think that the Island Boys are shitty people overall?
Yeah. Yeah, now I got something. My name's starting to blow up. You know, I made the blogs for like almost 2 weeks straight. They were talking to him on TikTok. They're like, oh, tell Jarrett give him his flowers and stuff. But they're just doing that because they know I'm I'm going to be a threat to them on TikTok once I know how to master it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they've gotten about as much publicity over the last year or two as you can imagine, but it's almost exclusively bad stuff, right?
Yeah, since they did that weird stuff.
Well, yeah, that's all anybody wants to talk about now is them making out with each other.
Their clout is dying out little by little.
Oh, it was already so bad, but then they, like, that's the crazy shit about them is that they had this last-ditch effort blast of attempt to get viral content by making out with each other, and it's just like... The number one thing that nobody could imagine doing is making out with their brother.
Oh, yeah. I lost respect for them. I gave them their flowers. So I'm like, yo, you're the only ones that actually really blew up off this IG stuff from the whole community of, you know, everybody. You know, but they did. You know, I can't hate on that. They did blow up. They made money. But they're not doing the right stuff with it. That's my honest opinion on that.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. Those dudes are fucked.
Yeah. They're living for the moment, not for the long run.
I don't even really know what to say about them because it's not like they really had much potential in the first place, but they just totally mismanaged whatever potential they did have. But I guess you can't really blame them because, honestly, they're basically retarded.
Yeah. That's 100.
like you could take any random dude off the street, and I guarantee they're a genius compared to those dudes. Like, those dudes are fried.
No, they lost their street respect. They can't go out nowhere. Like, I live in a hood in St. Petersburg, you know, south side of St. Pete, you know, like,
no way.
I go out anywhere.
People aren't trying to see the Island Boys?
Sue them?
See? People aren't trying to see them?
About that.
They're not popular around town?
Nobody wants to see them. They get harassed anywhere they go.
Too bad. How, just to throw it back earlier, how long did you actually sell drugs for? How serious did you get with that shit?
Started in my teens, sold a lot of, like, regs, and then in my earlier 20s, I sold a lot of, like, Percocets, lean, and weed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Middleman for my homeboy. He'd receive packs from Cali to Florida, I mean, to Miami.
You have to leave that alone at a certain point?
Stop doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, once I lost my crib, because I got kicked out once I caught... I caught domestic violence against my girl, my ex-fiancée, because she said I beat her up. But,
what was her name, Tina?
Jessica.
Oh, so this was earlier? There was the more recent girlfriend was Tina, right?
Oh, no. I think y'all talking about our girl Tiny.
There you go, Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, you talking about a girl kind of looked like Celine Paul.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You ever fuck Celine Paul?
Would I or
did you?
No, I never met her.
Damn, that would be crazy. You should totally fuck Selena Powell.
Let's set it up.
You ever think about doing porn? That's what Baby Alien did with his clout.
My girl killed me, but yeah, I'll probably.
You could just leave her.
About it. Yeah,
I'll leave your girl. What kind of, like, you think you could make it in the porn industry?
For sure.
Damn. You got any videos on your phone?
Nah,
I gotta see how you put it down.
I used to on my own Pornhub account, but damn. I deleted it.
Okay, because I was talking to Baby Alien the other day, and like as soon as he blew up,
Baby Funny,
boom, starts at OnlyFans, banging chicks in the fan bus.
Yeah, so he's from Miami too, I think.
He's from Puerto Rico, and then he moved to Florida. But
the whole main cool.
Yeah, like just the fact that he got popping and was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna start an OnlyFans, which like kind of mind-blowing to me. I'm like, holy shit, like
start putting it down.
He's like a little guy, you know, he's just a little dude. He's out here banging. I watched him bang two chicks in that van.
Oh shit,
it was fucked. Okay, so yeah, well, like once you start getting your clout up from the whole Boon Gang thing or whatever, like what do you start doing with it? Like What kind of moves did you kind of try to make around that time to, like, use your newfound clout?
I really couldn't do nothing with it because I was fighting the gun charge case. I was going back from Tampa to Miami, and then I finally hopped on probation on February 15 of 2018. I got out February 15, 2020. Then I got contact with Andrew from Channel 5, because that's my boy.
Right, because he interviewed you back in the day, right?
He interviewed me like 3-4 times. I actually came out his documentary, This Place Rules. I was in that.
Right.
And I was just slowly working little gigs here, little gigs there. And I just stayed a local like legend, Southside St. Pete in the hood. That's it. And I got addicted to drinking and let my career just fall off. Lost my manager. Kind of gave up on life, gave up on myself, gave up on a lot of things because I lived by myself. I just had my pits, you know. My dog just died like a year ago. So now I'm just like, I was rebuilding myself even before this whole GTA thing happened. But this GTA thing happened, I guess it was like a hood lotto win for me. You know, it's a blessing in the sky, you know. So I'm going to take advantage of everything. Now I'm able to travel and have my dogs.
Definitely.
I moved out of a shitty house with no running water, you know, really bad trap house, living in a beautiful house now. So just learning how to love myself again, bring myself out there. Fell in love with Cali. Just came back last month from Big Bear. I love Big Bear. Hope to live there one day.
Mm. Yeah, because, okay, I seen this documentary about you that came out. Like,
it actually came out good. Yesterday.
Yeah. When I searched up your name, that came up, and I'm like, holy shit, there's a 45-minute documentary that came out about you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't planning on watching the whole thing, but when I started watching it, I was just, like, hooked, because it's got crazy footage in there. It's, like, really breaks down
that
your whole life.
My earlier career from 2017 to 2019.
That's what that was? That's not recent footage?
No, that's old. Oh. That's from a real well-known guy, Ben Carey. He produced for, like, shot videos for Kim Kardashian, A$AP Rocky. Like, you can check his Instagram. Like, his resume speaks for itself. He's really, really big in the film crew, stuff like that.
Okay. And what led to him shooting the documentary about you?
He's somebody that hit me up when I had only 3,500 followers. But at the time, I was like, there's no point in someone shooting the documentary with me. So after the whole Boot Gang's beef and the World Star stuff, he DM'd me again. He's like, yo, I really want to shoot a documentary of you. So I said, show me his camera. Show me your camera. He has like $100,000 camera. I said, yeah. So he came out in 2017 and came out like 2-3 times 2017, like 2-3 times 18, and like 2 times in 2019. They actually played a premiere of it in Miami, Florida at a movie festival, but I wasn't able to go to it because I was on probation, but my tattooers went. And it is something that's been in the work for like the last 4 or 5 years. A lot of people thought it was fake because every time he told me it's going to drop. It never did. So, like, he seen what was happening with the blogs. My name is speaking up. So, like, I was just like, yo, now's the time. So he finally did it.
Right. No, yeah, I'm not going to lie, though. That documentary was fucking depressing. Like, do you think that your life has gotten more or less depressing since that documentary?
I mean, it's something I battle with. I'm not going to lie, but it has gotten way better. I'm not all the way through the tunnel. I'm seeing light through the tunnel more than I was before. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it paints a picture of what it must be like to be viral for something that realistically, like, you know, it's understandable why it was viral, but it felt like the shelf life of it was relatively short. And then meanwhile, you're just sort of left trying to make sense of it, or trying to like figure out what you can do with what you have, but it's kind of unclear what makes sense to do, being someone who's got like this recognizable face but doesn't really know what to do with the notoriety, right?
Yeah, because it could put you in a happy place, or it could put you in a real dark place. Like me, it put me in a dark place, and you know, I wanted to kill myself. I was slowly killing myself. There's times I wanted to die, you know? Cut everybody out, you know? And that's what, like, clout could do. That's what fame could do. It could either make you or break you, and I'm just glad I got out of it. Like, when I came to Cali last month, I didn't care about clout, I didn't care about being an artist. I was starting, like, to feel normal again, you know? Being in the airport, nobody recognized me. Now, like, I'm getting, like, harassed. People recognize me again, like.
Just because you made this round in the blogs because of the GTA 6 thing?
And then everybody's re-knowing who I am again. Oh, that's GTA Joker. That's the Florida Joker. Oh, he used to be for Boonk, like. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like regained to know me, and all the old school fans that knew me are getting contact with me again.
Right. Yeah, that actually makes sense that you said that it was filmed back then, because like when the footage of you like walking around like in the sort of downtown area by the bars and stuff, it's like people are just like, I follow this guy on Instagram and shit like that. And it was kind of weird because I'm thinking like, I don't know, it's like that kind of makes more sense for like 2017, 2018 time period.
I was making Wildstar like every other day.
Right.
I made Wildstar like over 30 times. That's why I met Long Neck too. I school Long Neck in the game too. I met Long Neck when he only had like 37,000 followers.
Shout out Long Neck.
Yeah, shout out Long Neck.
So many weird characters we've had over the years. Long Neck, Wide Neck.
Yeah, I talked to Wide Neck a few times. He went viral when I got arrested in 2018. Our mugshots were compared to each other.
Right. Florida, man. Well, yeah, because he's from Pensacola, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Boog from Jacksonville, Duval County.
That's crazy that Boog narrowly avoided the Jacksonville gang war. He kind of got out of there before that shit took over.
Yeah, Jacksonville, I'll never go there. I ain't got no business going there.
Right. Fulio was just in here telling me definitely don't go there.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
I remember going there as a kid.
St. Pete's bad enough, and Miami's bad enough. But I'm mostly St. Pete, though, because I haven't lived in Miami in 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, do you think this is bad energy out there or what?
People hate. I mean, I got a lot of homeboys out there, a lot of Zos, a lot of Cuban homies. You know, I grew up out there, so a lot of people still love me, but a lot of people envy if you're doing better than them.
Yeah, how often do people troll you or, like, fuck with you in real life?
Never. That never happens.
Not real life.
I feel like you, in, like, a late-night bar scenario, you could definitely have some meathead just wanting to attack you or some shit.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, it's mostly, like, the dumb, white college people, like some people might make a joke, record with their phones, but they not doing nothing. Like in Florida, when I leave my house, I carry my Glock 17.
And you're allowed to carry it.
I got withholding of adjudication. I ain't get convicted. So technically, yeah, I'm allowed to carry in Florida with a new Florida law. So whenever I leave my crib, I carry.
But that gun charge you caught before, why'd you get that charge?
Because I ain't have a permit to carry. It was legally purchased.
Oh.
But I completed my probation and stuff like that, so I ain't get convicted.
Right. You know that house that you're staying in the documentary?
Yeah.
What was the rent on that house?
Back then when I first moved there in 2017.
I'm just curious, like, how much
it was
like
$980 when I first moved there in 2017. Then it jumped to, like, $1,050. When I moved out of it this year, it was... he was charging me $1,040. $1,400.
But they're charging you $1,000 a month, and there's no running water.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't know there was no running water. That's me.
That seems fucked up.
Yeah.
Like no running water and no hope of running water, or it just needed to be fixed.
When I shot the dog, man, there was running water.
Oh. Okay.
It was from like 2021 to like almost 2022 type of shit.
You still smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
You like in that documentary, I feel like you're smoking a cigarette during every scene.
I smoke a cigarette like every few minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy. How's your health? Can you run around the block?
I mean, my cardio's not that good. I actually went to the hospital. My heart's good. Everything's good. I just pulled a chest muscle.
It's got to be expensive smoking that many cigs.
I mean, I bought this and being in California for 2 days. I spent like almost $100.
God
just
damn.
On tobacco, like cigarettes, almost like 70, 80.
How many packs a day?
At least two.
Damn. I got another homie who smokes 3 packs a day. So the fact that he smokes more than you is kind of crazy.
But if I'm drunk, if I get drunk, I can smoke 3.
Oh, yeah. When you get drunk, those things just start evaporating in your hands, right? You still drink a lot?
Nah, not like I used to, nothing like that. I might have 2 Twisted Teas a day. Back then, I was drinking, a lot, because I was on probation, so I couldn't smoke. I violated, first 8 months of being on probation, I violated for pissing dirty and getting kicked out of my psych program, because the state of Florida made me see a psych doctor, plus do therapy, because my whole Joker persona thought I was crazy. So.
Really? They thought, like, they weren't willing to accept that it was just a character?
No. I get locked up for anything in Florida. That shit's making the news.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of the interesting thing about you is that you have this insane look, but then your personality is not exactly, you know, it's not like you're jumping out of your skin like the real Joker or anything. You're actually like super humble and chill.
People approach me. You know, I do get anger problems, but usually I'm just a chill-ass person. Just want to smoke weed, drink, and vibe with cool people. I'm not looking for trouble, but at the same time, I'm not running from it. I'm not scared of it, but other than that, I respect everybody.
Because I feel like your content in terms of like making Instagram videos and shit like that, like what the people probably want from you is for you to be, I'm the Joker, like jumping out of your fucking skin, wearing crazy outfits, running around on camera and stuff. And they're not really like getting that from you for the most part.
I'm going to start doing that again, but we're going to be more like smart with it, more direct about it. And we're going to put more production behind like, they already seen so much of me going crazy in my house. Like, what they want to see is me out in public. They want that public reaction, you know? So I'm going to start, I'm going to get back to doing skits, Joker stuff. I'm going to get some nice outfits and stuff like that.
You should jump out and scare people.
We're going to do that.
I could imagine you scaring the shit out of people, like, realistically.
I mean, every time I cross the street, people are just staring at me. Like, it's crazy. But I know what I got myself into before I even got the tattoos.
Yeah, you're like, basically, you know, like, people will complain about, you know, like, minorities and stuff will complain about, I go to the liquor store and they're fucking watching me, you know?
Yeah.
You sort of, like, took yourself from being, like, a relatively normal-looking guy to being, like, oh, I'm going to make it so that everywhere I go, people have to, like, be freaked out by me, scared of me, etc. Like, you kind of put yourself into that box. I've felt that way at times with, like, the tattoos of, like, oh, now that I have a bunch of tattoos, I notice like people are kind of looking at me in the store and shit.
You gotta judge that.
But you took it to a whole different level.
Yes.
Do you resent that at all? That, you know, you can't go anywhere without people staring at you?
I mean, I can't even walk the street without people staring at me, but it don't bother me that people stare at me. Look, I mean, a lot of people think it's fake. A lot of people think it's makeup, actually. And that's not having done nothing to it since 2019. All this is all old. I'm actually gonna get my whole face re-blasted white because I wanted to really, really pop out more.
So what, like the parts that look like there's no tattoos have actually been tattooed white?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my whole face been blasted white.
It's faded.
My nose, everything. Besides that, where the heart's not, but even all that, everything's all blasted white.
One thing I've kind of seen people say about you is basically that it wasn't that hard to go viral for just having a crazy ass face tattoo in like 2017, 2018, whatever. But nowadays, the standard for going viral is quite a bit harder. It's a bit higher. Like, it just takes a lot more to get people to really pay attention. Do you feel that? Do you feel like you were this person that nobody could look away from at a certain point, and then as time goes by, it's like, well, you have the Island Boys and they got crazy face tattoos, but then they're also making out with each other and all this other shit.
I mean, it can help you or not. You know, it definitely brings more attraction towards you, but it all depends what kind of tattoos you got on your face too.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have like some of the most viral face tattoos I can imagine. Like, even the Island Boys, their face tattoos look pretty fucking normal in comparison
when
to yours.
When I met them, they just had a little scribble scrabble. I used to call him Pontry Head Boy. That's where he got the whole direction from.
Correct.
For Island Boys, so I used to bully him.
My favorite, I interviewed them before they were the Island Boys, for the record.
I've seen that.
But then my favorite thing about them is just the fact that Kodak Black like summoned them to his mansion. And then when they got there, he basically convinced Red to change his name to Kodiak Red.
Right.
And then proceeded to not sign them or do any kind of business with them, which I just thought that was funny. They convinced him to change his name and then don't actually do any kind of business
with
him.
I think that was the smartest move for Kodak Black not working on it. Okay, he's my favorite Florida artist.
Mm.
I love him.
Yeah.
Free Kodak Black, man.
I feel like people can forgive him for doing the song with 6ix9ine, but I don't know if he does a song with, like, if he had signed the Island Boys, I don't know. Right? Mm-hmm. It might be over for Sniper Gang. I don't know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Damn, that's hard. That's crazy to think that the Island Boys could just, like, take down the greatest Florida rapper of all time.
They're too cocky. They beef with too many people.
Should I say that? Kodak Black, greatest Florida rapper of all time? I'm just going to say it.
Besides Trick Daddy and
Gunfunk. Yeah, Trick Daddy cool, but
he's not the greatest, but
Kodak's kind of had like a 10, 15 year run of being right there at the top of the pile. Nah, I know that's a long run.
I'll give it a Kodak. I think Kodak, like, the top.
Kodak,
I like Rick Ross, but I feel like Kodak's had a longer run.
I like 50 Cent more than Ross. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Me too, but that's New York shit. Okay, so what is your thought process on the N-word?
I mean, Miami, I hear y'all say essays of Miami. Anybody Hispanic is a Chico. So the Chicos and Blacks out there get along, and everybody in Miami says the N-word. It's like second nature hand to that can mean we could be referring to a girl, a guy, or anybody. It's just the way people talk out there. But in St. Pete, we don't talk like that in St. Pete. You get your ass beat up for that.
So black people in St. Pete accept Mexicans or Hispanic people using it?
I mean, St. Pete, where I live, is mostly, it's a black neighborhood. It's not really that many Hispanics. You got to cross the bridge to go to, like, the Tampa area.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they get down there, but mostly in St. Pete, no, you can't really say that unless you're, like, you're black or you're cool with the people out there. But Miami, everybody says it, white people, Hispanic people. It's just, Miami's a different culture.
It's crazy because, like, nobody's going to give you credit for being Hispanic because of the face tattoos. They just kind of assume that you're white under all that, right?
Yeah, but I was raised by my mom's side and her people. I spoke Spanish when I was 5 years old, but I outgrew when my dad came back in the picture because he ain't like it. I'm the only one that came out with blonde hair, blue eyes, looking Irish.
Did you ever have an encounter with somebody because of the N-word? Anybody ever give you a hard time about it?
In jail, yeah, once.
In jail, why, what happened?
Because some dude wanted my phone, and I said, go grab the other phone, you know? I said that. I ain't gonna say the word on here.
But, you said, go grab the other phone, N-word, and then he said, what?
He said, what, cracker? And then we got in each other's face. Like, it's racist when someone calls me cracker, you know? Cause people, like, that's a racist word. But I ain't white, so I take it offense sometimes.
Right. People call me a cracker. I don't really give a shit.
Because my mom was Peruvian. She from the slums of Lima, Peru. You know, she moved to New York when she was 16 years old.
Right. If I'm Hispanic and somebody calls me a cracker, I'm going to be both confused and offended, thanks. I think. Potentially. Okay. What's going on with Rod Wave? He reached out to you?
He reached out to me before he blew up in his early state of career. I could show you on my phone if I sign into my Instagram, but I ain't realized till like a year after the fact type stuff. I remember I DM'd my email, but he DM'd me, he's like, yo, I'm from the Bergs, too, from St. Pete, put a young brother on, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if you like my music. So I gave him my email.
Wow, that could have been your artist.
Could have. Like, at one time, I was bigger than him, and look at Rod Wave now, he's big as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we got big people from St. Pete. Rod Wave, you know, obviously the biggest. We got Jimbo World and a few other St. Pete artists.
Definitely. You consider yourself like a real advocate for Florida in general?
Yeah. I discovered a lot of people, helped a lot of people.
Could you ever imagine yourself running for elected office?
Nah.
The mayor?
But I definitely put Florida, you know, on the map. Miami, St. Pete, you know, most definitely.
What was going on in the video where, so there's this guy, Goose Wayne, who dresses like Batman. And there's a clip, which I encourage everybody to go watch, where he's basically driving up to your house looking for a fade and you run out into the street and punch him through the car window while I guess his friend is filming him. What the fuck was going on in that situation? Why did you guys want to fight?
That was supposed to be a skit, but that scene turned to be a little real because he was clout chasing and he was with he was with Sway, who is Plug God at the time.
Mm-hmm. Shout out the homie, yeah.
And this is somebody I did a little skit with and we worked on, and he actually made it to Dr. Phil. And then PewDiePie covered him, and he blew up on the stream, doing like Twitch and stuff like that. He's on Monkey right now. He's actually really kind of big on the underground scene, doing all that stuff.
But so that was supposed to be a skit, but then you punched him for real?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I was just frustrated and annoyed that he was like trolling me.
So it's a skit, but you weren't involved in the skit. They just thought they were making a skit. Yeah, and then you said, well, fuck this. I'm going to just turn up.
Yeah. He had a gun on him, too. I was afraid he was going to pop me. You know, he could have popped me, got away with it. Stand your ground law in Florida.
Yeah. That's crazy. So after you run out and punch him, what happened? He just drove away or something?
Nah, he came back. Oh, man.
And you had to fight him?
We did a fake fight in the backyard. He didn't want to fight me for real.
So you punched him for real, and then you like worked together to do a fake fight afterwards?
Yes.
What the fuck kind of clout shenanigans is this?
Right.
This is so far removed from what the real world is like.
I was a bigger person, so you had to do it.
Is he bigger than you? You think you would have won in a fair fight?
Yeah.
Why would he agree to do a fake fight with someone who just sucker punched
him? Andrew was actually my referee for a fight. But
I heard about that. I didn't watch the whole thing.
He sucks as a referee. He's my boy, but
Andrew Callahan sucks as a referee.
His feet.
Yeah.
Let's see what Andrew Callahan has to say.
Mr. Andrew.
I would love to see his reaction to me being with you right now.
I bet he's going to say Joker Gang. I'm trying to read his goddamn DMs.
I really hope he picks up. This will be fucking fun. This is always the best part of any podcast, is waiting to see if somebody will pick up. And making the audience listen to every last ring. Because I could totally be talking about something else right now. No, Andrew Callahan is unavailable. Well, I'm going to get on Do Not Disturb. Maybe I'll call back.
Oh, is that on 22?
Maybe if I send him a picture of you, he'll understand what I'm going here for here. My thumb's in the picture somehow. Oh, his notifications are silent. So I could call him again, but I'm going to avoid that. Okay. So, yeah, why? Andrew Callahan sucked as a ref?
Yeah. Because the fight was supposed to be over in the first knockdown that I gave Buddy.
I did see you knock that guy out, yeah. I saw that quick clip, actually.
Yeah, I hit him right in the armpit, earshot, and then right back in the temple, knocked him out.
Like three times. Right?
You got a lot of experience fighting?
I trained for like 5 years with like professionals and multi fighters, a lot of Cuban fighters in Miami. I just never fought amateur or a pro, but I sparred a lot, got my ass whooped, and that's how I learned. A lot of my boys are actually professionals right now. One of my boys is a bare knuckle fighter. He's 6-0 out of Miami.
Dude, if you were like fighting and doing well, that would be so viral. Can you imagine if there was like a UFC fighter with face tattoos like yours? You'd be the most viral fucking dude on earth.
On YouTube, they got it wrong. They think I did MMA. I did boxing.
Yeah.
Like all the YouTubers, they call me MMA fighter, but I'm more of a, I did boxing, not MMA. But I think about getting back to it if the bag's right.
Yeah, I feel like we just need to figure out what your talent is, because like whatever it is, if you were doing porn, if you're a fighter, whatever, like
he rapping now.
People are just gonna pay attention because you look so shocking.
I do everything. I do rap.
Yeah, how's the rap shit going? That was all up in the documentary.
That was my older stuff. We got a new song that dropped today actually, and the video drops 3 o'clock. Cali time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like the stuff that you were doing in the video in the documentary, it was very mumbly. Like I feel like
it was,
you gotta like enunciate better.
I wasn't
not like that.
I was
fiending for a cig already.
Yeah, you can't smoke a cigarette in here.
Yes you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, what do you smoke?
Baba Reds.
Dude, I wanna smoke a cig with the Joker.
The production wasn't as well as the production as I am now.
Sick. Smoking a real deal.
And I ain't
Mark
feel,
Red.
As I rap now, I'm getting more confident.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of rappers,
well,
more pronunciation would always be better.
We working hard.
I'm not trying to take rapping serious. Yeah. I mean, if it takes off, it takes off. I really try to be more of like a tattoo model, maybe try to get into acting. I like to get back to boxing too, because I do love it. I'm gonna be 36 next month, so I only got like 2-3 years left of it, and I could probably do something with it.
Definitely. So speaking of the music, one of my favorite characters from the documentary was this kid, Kid Brazil. What happened to him?
That's my real life homeboy still to this day.
Yeah, that's the homie.
His level of passion and enthusiasm in the documentary was like, holy shit, this is what the Joker needs around him. Because he's super motivated, and you're just kind of like...
He's gone through a lot, bro.
You're like smoking a cigarette, looking at your phone, watching the likes come in. Like, this dude was like so passionate. I'm like, wow, I like that energy.
Yeah, that's my little homeboy. He's under my wing on the Joker Gang.
Yeah, he's in Joker Gang. Who else is in Joker Gang?
That's it. Everybody else got kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
So just you and Kid Brazil are the only ones left?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's a real Joker cig right there, yeah. For sure.
That's that Miami style, Marble Red.
Right.
Cuban cigarette. The Cubans smoke those out there.
So what was up with the part in the documentary where you're filming a music video and then one of your homies like runs, like you're on the side of a grocery store. One of your homies kind of like runs away from the camera, and he's like a big black dude. And then all of a sudden you just hear a bunch of shooting.
That was at my corner store. That's because Kid Brazil's manager, his friend, all right, because that corner store, a lot of people so dope, you know, they're chopping out that bitch.
So that's why they didn't want you to film so towards the front.
They're already mad at me, you know, right. Like, yo, don't point the camera towards the store. So then one of Kid Brazil's managers, his friend, got in an argument with one of the hood people, cracked dude in the head with a bottle. But he got cracked in his head with a bottle, pulled out the gun, just shot shooting at everybody. So, yeah, I scattered back home.
So one of your guys, one of the people you were with got hit? Or
like four or five people got hit, I think, that day.
But it wasn't the dudes that you were with?
My boy's manager got hit, yeah.
Oh, but
it
no,
wasn't my boy, but, yeah, it was part of our little entourage with the music
video. So nobody died, though? Just got shot in the leg or something?
I think buddy got shot in his ass. I don't think no way that I'll lie if someone died or not.
Yeah, you would remember if someone died, hopefully. You've been around that much death that someone could have died at your video shoot and you just wouldn't remember?
A lot of people died at that corner store, that's all I can say.
Really? Holy shit.
I don't know if no one died or not. I'm not sure. But people did get hit. More than one.
How are the ladies treating you these days?
I got a girlfriend, so I really don't pay attention to the ladies. I mean, they're throwing themselves again at me on TikTok, on IG. All the old ones I fucked are trying to
rekindle the flame.
Yeah.
Because that's like one of the best parts about the documentary is seeing how you're able to like get a girl's number outside the bar, and then you're like getting her to like be your video vixen in like a photo shoot type thing where she's just kind of like laying on top
Tiny's
of you.
She's a liar.
Huh?
She's a liar. It was not a one-night stand.
Oh, right.
The documentary shows you wasn't a one-night stand. A one-night stand, I would have fucked her right after the bar. No. I met her at the bar, exchanged, and I got her number. Then the next day, we did a photo shoot. Then the following day, she comes to the tattoo shop. I fuck her, and my homeboy fucks her homegirl. Then I kept fucking her at her house because she's like a low budget porn star because she's not a high porn star. You know, she did do porn, so I used to do like some scenes with her type shit and she'll sell it.
So your content is out there. So if I follow her on OnlyFans and message her and say, send me the Joker scenes, she's going to do it?
I don't know if she has it. Still.
She definitely has it. Girls hold on to that shit. Especially OnlyFans girls, right?
Like Fly's baby mama was trying to link up with me when I was in Miami last week. And he was telling me, oh, she's trying to take a picture with you and use it for OnlyFans.
It's so fucking lame that girls just want to take pictures to troll people to cop their OnlyFans. What the fuck?
It gets worse than that.
It gets worse than that? What could be worse than that? In terms of clout chasing, I don't know. I mean, I seen 6ix9ine's ex-girl saying that he was fucking academics. And that's when I really knew that these girls would say and do anything. Because, you know, I'll shoot Axe and Bale and say that I don't think he was fucking 6'9". It just seems kind of unrealistic.
Teacher academics, he called me a druggie back in 2017-18.
Well, you were at one point, right?
Yeah, he called the whole state of Florida a druggie.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ron DeSantis, but the whole state has a bit of a drug problem. It's probably fair to say, right?
Everybody on them Zans, some perks.
Zans are still big out there? I feel like the Zans kind of fell off out here.
Nah, they're still big. Lean is still big. Percocets are still big. It's just...
I'm sure there's stuff everywhere.
People discounted. They're not affordable like they were once were back like in 2014, 16, you know? I used to sip a lot of lean pop perks in Miami.
Lean is a rich man's drug.
Yes, sir.
Like, shockingly.
Now, really now rich. More
you,
than ever.
You could blow $1 million drinking lean. No problem.
I could do it if I had the money.
Paying a couple thousand a pint? I mean, shit. Catch up to you real quick.
It's an awful lot of concert.
It's an awful lot. So, okay, the GTA trailer comes out or whatever, and you realize that there's this character that resembles you.
I was live. I go live every day, you know, because it's an addiction. It's like my sorts of entertainment, my day room, whatever the fuck, just chilling, blah, blah, blah. So I was live on Instagram one day, and some viewer that was watching, like, yo, go watch a GTA documentary, you're in it. I watched it. I came back and I'm like, you talking? She's like, no, watch it again, but watch it slowly. So then I see, you know, the dude pop out with the face tats and the drum suit.
And I'm like, that's me.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, that kind of looked like me when I got locked up. And then I just made a video. I just made a TikTok right away. Lauren Sullivan. That's why my name is that.
Wait.
I didn't even think of a name. Made a video. I'm like, yo, that's me, blah, blah. And then the video just blew up.
Yeah. Like,
that's, you look at the video now, I got like 1.2 million views. So that video blew the fuck up.
And every video thereafter.
And all the blogs hopped on it.
The blogs, the news, everybody just started covering it.
Are you really going to sue Rockstar Games?
I mean...
Have you talked to a lawyer?
I'm not an idiot. I probably won't win it, but...
It was a good headline.
I would like to work with them. I would like to see them let me voice the character. I am the most spoken character of the game, of the trailer. All the blogs say that. I gave them the most free marketing in history of GTA for the last 2 weeks. So I deserve it. I feel like I deserve some type of deal with them.
Yeah.
Some type of check. I feel like they should talk to me and work some type of deal with me or not. I will be taking some type of legal action if I ever have
submitted
to.
Submitted an email.
An email.
Yeah.
But you haven't talked to a lawyer about it.
Not yet.
I feel like Rockstar Games is probably covering their ass. Like, I feel like they probably know what they're doing. But still, it would be great to see the little guy win.
Work with us.
I mean, because all these GTA fans, they said they're going to kill me.
Oh, the GTA?
Yeah,
wow,
they don't want them to push the game back.
I mean, that would be a problem, yeah. They probably already have a voice actor that they're committed to be honest, but they should definitely get you in there. How do you guys know each other?
I know mutual people that he knows in real life from the same area, St. Petersburg and Miami as well. I knew about him from Facebook, but we finally met in real life in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we built a relationship. He's born this day after me. We're both Capricorns, and we just built a good, solid friendship.
We met on live, right? Yeah. He added me on live, and I had two girlfriends at the time. And they ended up trolling me and posting me everywhere. They thought it was funny that I had two girlfriends.
Because last time he was here, he was getting his dick sucked.
I heard the story.
I was filming it.
I know the chick as well. I ain't been in real life.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to say her name because she hit me up last time. Like, don't let him say my name talking about the blowjob thing or whatever.
But she was once from the live community of IG.
All the Island Boys girls. It's kind of funny.
She was an Island Boys girl?
Yeah, I mean, she was with the other dude, the one that was doing the weird stuff.
No way. On. Oh, you know, Vume?
No, the other one. The new one.
I forget. There's so many.
There's so many, right?
Yeah.
They recruit more guys than girls. It's crazy.
I mean, he's getting his dick sucked. I don't see why you can't do it.
Oh, he gets his dick sucked by a girl.
But on camera, I mean. I just feel like that's like the way that the Joker could really. You want to go on Plug Talk, my porn podcast?
Let's do it.
We'll find a girl. You do a
Let's
little.
Set it up.
No, I'm down for it.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to convince my wife that this is a good idea, but sounds cool to me. Hey, if people are paying to watch the baby alien fuck,
they'll pay for it.
I feel like they might pay to see the Joker fuck at least once. I don't want to pressure you or anything.
But
could be a good idea. Okay, so where are you at now? What do you think is going to be the thing that's going to bring the Joker back into the public eye? Obviously, the GTA arc did its thing.
I'm going to start traveling next step. I want to go to New York, start making some videos out there in Times Square. I'm going to be shooting a lot of content, a lot of high production content videos.
We're making music, content, just
music,
consistent.
Promoting this documentary.
Big documentary, for sure.
I'm going to start shooting a new documentary, Road to My Success, you know? Mm-hmm. Rebuilding my brand, rebuilding myself. That documentary tells the old side. This documentary is going to be a better side of joking.
Interesting. Are you happy that that documentary is out overall?
Yes, definitely happy because
it's only got like 2,000 views, so it hasn't really caught on too much yet. But I feel like it could definitely do real well.
I need some big people behind it. That's why I'm trying to get contact with Andrew, see if he's willing to help, because he was going to help earlier on with it when he still had all gas, but he lost all gas and made Channel 5.
Right. Definitely. What's the Joker 305's message to the people?
Be productive, be positive, and never give up, man, because you never know. You could be up today, and you could be down tomorrow, or you could be down today and up tomorrow, you know? Just be positive. Never give up on life. Never give up on something that you really want.
Never commit suicide.
Definitely.
Never kill yourself.
No. That's a Crip Mac bar. I got to give it to him.
Shout out, Crip.
He coined that one.
Free Crip Mac.
Free Crip Mac. There you go. Okay. Anything that they should check out? Anything you want the people to tune into?
They should check out my documentary. It's am I allowed to say my IG or no?
Yeah, go. Yeah. Go crazy.
Check out my Instagram, Real Florida Joker. The link in my bio to my documentary is there.
So Joker Gang Gang or whatever I followed last night, that's not it?
Yeah, that's his main, but he don't really be on it. He pushes Real Florida Joker.
I'd be on Real Florida Joker more.
Yeah, Real Florida Joker.
Okay. The algorithm is better on my new account. That account is old.
Okay.
And our song, and that's pretty much it right now.
Real Florida
Joker.
Yeah.
And Mark Zuckerberg, give me my blue check.
Mark, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Mark.
Get it together, Mark.
Come on. It's been years, Mark.
And Take Two, where my money at?
Oh.
Who's Take Two?
Oh, that's the
They own
the
GTA.
Oh, right.
They own Rockstar.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. All right, everybody.
Appreciate you.
Tap in with the Joker. And thank you for coming in and sharing your story. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Gang.